This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Om Sairam to our listeners. So we have been listening to a talk given by Brother Arvind Bala Subramaniam on the topic of Sai to New Sai Land. That was given during the 2003 Sai Conference in Auckland. So I'm Gulab Limoria of Sri Satya Sai Organization of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the Lord's feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. So this is Saturday News number 977, and this is part two of the talk. So let's have a glass bhajan before we get into it.
Pranamya Shirsam Deva Gauri Putra Vinayakam Bhakta Vase Smare Nityam Ayu Kamartha Siddhaye Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurame Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada Gauri Ganesha Parvati Tanaya
Vinayaka brother Bishu and myself, two of us he chose. And the tickets were booked, everything was done, and we were to set out to Orissa. Somehow I just felt that I should not be going. It was a strange feeling, but I somehow felt that the way Swami was interacting with me, it looked, you know, those were the times when Swami used to speak to me, interact with me. It looked like Swami felt that I'm going to be here only. You're going to be here all these days. So like I'll be missing for 4-5 days. And I used to be taking photographs those days, sitting right in the front. And if I'm missing, Swami will notice. And on one occasion, he had even asked, where is this photographer gone? Something like that. So I was thinking, maybe Swami has not been informed that I'm going to Orissa or something. So I went up to my director and asked him, sir, have you told Swami that I'll be going to Orissa? Why? You think you're so big? Yes. Actually, yeah, I really felt I'm that big. I can't tell him that. So I said, no sir, in case I go and I'm not there in the front, and if Swami asks, then see, don't think all this. This is an official duty. Whatever is decided, you have to do. That is generally the trend in the world. But that's not how it works on the spiritual path. Because on a spiritual path, yes, I have a duty towards my community, towards my organization, towards my society, everything. But my primary obligation and consideration is towards my Swami. And I need to follow Swami. I need to be on the path of Dharma. You know, Swami gives the example of Vidura. I'm sharing all this because it was not an easy decision for me to leave Radio Sai, to quit Radio Sai. And when I was wondering how will I get the strength, that is when Swami sent all these incidents to me. Happened in all random ways, but all clear, clear pointers. Swami said that, remember, you may not be doing the sin, but even if you are a person who is supporting the sin, you are a sinner. You will have to bear that. Even if you are a person who is witnessing that sin, you will have to bear that sin. Even if you are a person who has knowledge of that sin and still not doing anything about it, you are still party to the sin. In a battle of dharma versus adharma, there is no bystander, there is no wall sitter. You are either on the side of dharma or on the side of adharma, that's it. So, I mean, when this discourse in fact was played in the Sai Kulwant Hall, as the first discourse during Dasara 2020, because till then, from Dasara 2021 onwards, I had left Radio Sai. Till then, for 8-9 years, I used to prepare the discourses that were played there. And let me tell you, I used to prepare it in a way, praying that my ego and my thought should not come. Swami, mind. So, for an example, like Janmashtami, you know, Krishna Janmashtami falls on different days every year because it's not a solar festival. So if that year it's falling on 6th September, I'll just keep praying and I'll just, maybe randomly I'll say, Swami, any discourse that you have delivered on any 6th September, the first 6th September discourse that I come across is the one I will use. And I will go through the data. 6th September comes. I take it, put it on my timeline and I move the cursor and land it somewhere. And say, Swami, from here, next 15 minutes will be the discourse. And that's it. And for that, I have been scolded at times. You know, because they say, what discourse you selected? It doesn't make sense. I say, I don't know. I didn't select the discourse. It came to so much that when I was called to the trustee's office and said, some one Dasara discourse was not making sense. Apparently some very erudite scholars had come. And that discourse happened to be Swami speaking about childhood and some stories. I said, such erudite scholars have come and how you put down Swami? I said, sir, Swami wanted to speak that. You think that whatever you do is Swami doing? No, sir, I don't think like that. And it came to such an extent, I said, if you feel that way, please pick somebody else to pick Swami's discourses. Next event, again they came back to me only. They said, no, you only pick the discourse, fine. I said, okay. This had happened. I'll tell you one more example. It is still there on record. 2018 Ugadi. This shows that even, you know, when your intention is right, when there is purity in the heart, even an apparent error, So while editing that discourse, I prepared the discourse to ready to be played in Pulwant Hall, and on Ugadi day I wasn't there in Puttaparthi. For some reason I was in Bangalore. And after the function gets over, somebody calls me from Puttaparthi and says, Arvind, how did you do that? That was fantastic. What I did? Wow, that discourse miracle, man. What discourse miracle? You bumped, you didn't come to Mandir. I am not in Puttaparthi. Then I get to know that in that discourse, Swami is speaking, Ugadi day. Swami is saying, people think that sound is coming from the speakers. But what they don't realize, and then there's a power shutdown in Pulwant Hall. People are running. On that day, every time a Pulwant Hall program happens, it is run on generator. So that, you know, if there's a power cut, you can't switch over, you know, your lights will switch over immediately. But it takes time again to restart the audio system, put everything in play. Somehow they've forgotten to do that. So I think 2-3 people got fired or fried because of that. But basically what happened, 2 minutes of silence, after which they put it on and Swami continues and says, it is not the speaker that creates the sound, it's electricity. If you cut electricity, the sound is gone. they're asking me, how did you know that? I felt very humbled. Thank you, Swami. Thank you, because that is the, when there's intent. So that was the last set of discourses that I prepared before I left. So I am praying, and when Swami said this, you know, you'll be a sinner. I said, Swami, what do you expect me to do then? I have tried telling strongly as well, but I don't think it's being heeded to, and I can't do anything. You have given me my job. And then Swami continues in that discourse, you know. He says, and now you'll say that? What can you do? You are just there. You are not wanting to do adharma, but you are on the adharmic side. I said, Swami, yeah, this only. Swami says, then gives the example of Vidura. Swami says, see, Vidura got up in the Kaurava court and stood against everybody. He told what you're doing is wrong. He kept telling that one. And when it came to a point when he realized that they're not going to listen, because Krishna comes and tells, and they don't listen to Krishna also. If they don't listen to Krishna, where they listen to me? So Vidura just packs up and leaves. Swami says, that way Vidura survives the war. Each and every person in that Kaurava court was annihilated. Vidura was the only guy. You know, we speak of minority, he was a microscopic minority. He was the only sole guy. But yeah, even if a million people say a wrong thing is right, it doesn't become right. Even if you are the only person sticking to the right, you are right. Swami said that. Oh. And then Swami goes on, he says, look at Vibhishana. Whole kingdom of Lanka, he just gave up. He said, no brother, what you're doing is wrong. I'm going. So, when I heard that was one of the multiple indications where I felt, okay, Swami, fine. I'll courageously move ahead, you know. So, here also, therefore I said, it's not about, you know, it's not like, no, it's been decided that you have to go to Orissa, so you will go. It's correct, from a professional standpoint, it's right, but no, it's, I can't. Because I'm feeling in my heart that Swami has not been informed. I just said, sir, whatever, sir, but for my sake, can you, because Venkatraman sir would daily dine with Swami. I said, sir, if you get an opportunity, can you just tell Swami, sir, that I am going to Orissa. He thought that I am trying to get a chance. So he said, okay, if the opportunity comes, I'll tell. But whether I tell or not, you are going. Your tickets are booked. And I said, yes, sir, I am going. Definitely I am going. Please tell, sir. I just felt it would be good. So whether he didn't tell or he didn't get opportunity to tell, the day for my departure came. So tomorrow afternoon I have to leave. And I felt, Swami, if I am not convinced that you have permitted, I don't want to go. Because when I come back, this also I have had experience in life before. When I come back, and if you have not been told and you are upset, you are not going to be blasting others, you will be blasting me. I have had that experience also. Previously I had the experience in Vrindavan when I was a student. I won't go into that experience, but I did what I was told by somebody whom I felt is in authority, and that's it. Because if authority tells me, do it. That's what it is. I did that, and then Swami fired me, and I was like, Swami, I can't even blame Swami. That guy told me, Swami, like, I just shut up. Swami, but shut up. So then I told him, I went back to this authority figure and told him, sir, see what has happened. You told me and now I'm getting this. And he tells me, so if I tell you to jump in a well, will you jump? Don't you have your own? Cool. He got away. I had to go through that. So now I was very clear. I said, okay, if he's not going to tell, in my own way, I'll tell Swami. I'll tell Swami that I'm going to go. So that day, Swami was coming during darshan lines and I had a front position thanks to Swami. Only Swami, that's it. Swami used to keep asking, where is the camera? Where? So it's frequently, so I would sit in front. So even when Swami would not speak, I'll come and sit in front. Nobody tells me anything and I'm just silent. And within 2 months, that became my place and that's it. It's great. I got my own real piece of real estate, marble block, where I would warm every day. And nobody would tell me anything and that's it. It was not some official seat or anything. It was out of Swami's love only. So when Swami came here, I got up and said, Swami, I'm going to... On the way to Orissa, we had to stop at another place. So I said, Swami, I'm going to Godavari and Andhra also, Swami. So I want your blessings. Why you have to go? They'll only come. Who will come? Swami, who will come? They'll come. They only. No, Swami, I'm actually going, Swami. Wonderful. No, Swami was wheeled up. I was like, Swami, they'll only... Maybe Swami mistook for something else. But this is what happened. Swami never misunderstands mistakes. He knows everything. But we think that, oh, maybe it was not. So I thought, okay, now what to do? What to do? So today is the last day I have. Because tomorrow morning, Swami may not come for darshan. And tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock is my train. And those days, sometimes evening also Swami comes a little later. If he comes a little later, I'll have to leave. By 4 o'clock, I have to leave to go to the railway station to catch the train. Tomorrow morning darshan, not sure. Those days, Swami would sometimes come for morning darshan, sometimes not come. So I'm sitting here wondering now what to do. I said, okay, bhajan time, actually that track. I quickly tore another piece of paper, wrote a letter. Bhajan time, I'm going. Vedam bhajan, Swami sitting out, I'm trying. Swami is not looking at me, not calling. Even if he looks at me, he's not calling. And aarti got over and Swami turned and began to go back to the car. Oh my God, no. Now what, I need a confirmation. Because... Now that I have told him, Swami's answer was not an affirmative. He did say no, but he just said, why you have to go? They're anyway coming. So now the answer for me is, why you have to go? It's not like, so how can I go off now? So I did something which was extremely courageous maybe. I was feeling very scared, but I said, Swami, I need your answer. So as Swami was going, I just got up and walked behind the wheelchair. So the guy who was pushing the wheelchair looked and asked, what is it? Swami. He thought maybe Swami told me something. I risked my head. It's not that I was not scared. I was very scared what will happen. Nobody had done that. And he went and fixed Swami to the chair to the car. And now the chair would be taken in. And so he sat to the side. I continued standing. Swami looked, what? Swami asked. I said, Swami, I have to go to Orissa, Swami. Yeah, they are coming. Oh, why you have to go? Swami, who is coming, Swami? All of them. I thought, oh God. Now the chair is going in. The moment I know it hits there, the door will shut and it's gone. Swami, can you give me some vibhuti? I said. My idea, if he gives vibhuti, that means it is a blessing. If he says, no, I won't give, that means that's it, I'm not going to go. Swami, what? Swami, vibhuti you can give. Because there was a basket full of vibhuti packets in the car. Swami, can you give me vibhuti? Swami picked up 3 packets and gave me. I said, oh, thank you, Swami. Fine. Whatever you understood or not, you have blessed me. Means giving vibhuti is like blessing. Fine, okay, Swami. Yeah. I sat there and, you know, that was the beginning of a trend. After that, you will see in the later years, many people, as Swami is going in, they start going near Swami. I was the guy who started that trend. But it was a very courageous thing at that point in time, but I felt okay, glad. And thank you, Swami. you have saved me from getting thrown out because you have given me others don't know what you said. They have seen you giving me vibhuti. So they'll know that, okay, Swami is fine with it. So nothing happened to me. I went back and I told Brother Bishu that, here, take one vibhuti packet. Swami gave me 3, you take one. Like, what you did? I went and told Swami that I'm going. And, is it? I wish I also had come here. Now leave it and I'll take this. Okay. So I was very happy, went back my bag, everything. So tomorrow evening I'm leaving. And the next day morning, I hear Veda chanting. That means Swami has come for darshan. Cool, one more darshan before I can leave. So I rushed to the mandir, sat in the Veda. No morning student don't come, so the entire front block is empty. Sat in the front. And Swami was coming, and I was so happy Swami had given vibhuti, right? When Swami came, I was smiling. Usually whenever Swami would pass by, if you're in the front, you just touch his feet. Today, I don't know, I just got up and said, so Swami, one final namaskar before I leave. So then, where are you leaving? Swami, Orissa, you gave vibhuti. I told you, anyway, your wish, do whatever you want. Oh, that is terrible. Your wish, do whatever you want. Ni ishtam, Swami said it. Ni ishtam. Your wish. Oh no, Swami, it's not my wish. Never should we have our wish. Swami, your wish. And I was like, oh God, the whole vibhuti is undone. You know, it's like, I felt like Swami didn't give me vibhuti prasadam. He said, I'll make you vibhuti if you desire it. I'll make you ash, I'll burn you to ash if you go. Like that. Swami came and sat for the bhajan, threw out the bhajan again and scribbled another letter I was hoping. Didn't take, and Swami left. Now what do I do? I held the vibhuti. I got up, walked straight to the studio. GV sir, Venkatraman sir would always come by 8 o'clock in the morning. Karma Yogi, amazing. I said, sir, excuse me sir. Ah, yes. So, you're all set? Sir, I'm not going, sir. What? Sir, I told Swami and I don't think so. You told? Why did your official? He got very upset. And what do I do now? You can't, nobody else can go in your place because tickets is on the name. You can't, somebody else can't travel on somebody else's name. I said, I don't know, sir, but I'm not going. Very, very difficult thing to do. Very difficult. There, Swami is upset with me. And here I'm upsetting my boss also. Perfect recipe for disaster after this. And you know, I'm also having the weakness of a loud mouth. You know, I get some good repartees and I just don't enjoy it myself. I feel like I deliver it up. So he said, you know what, Arvind? You have the least respect for elders. You just do whatever you want. I want to just wash off my hands. I have nothing to do with you. Go. And I said, sir, I felt I would rather hear this from you than Swami, sir. That's why I... He then, like that, get up now. Just went out. I came out. Then my other brother, Sai Prakash, he was going to go in and he saw that GV sir was like a fuming volcano. He said, what you did, man? I said, CG, I messed up the whole thing. Swami is upset with me, sir is upset with me, I don't know what happened. He said, what happened? I told him, see, like that. He said, good, yeah, what you did, you was right. No, so don't, why are you feeling bad? I said, I'm feeling bad because I'm gone now. Swami is upset, yeah, sir is upset, I'm not going home, I don't know what. And then he told me that, you know, as staff members, you had the opportunity to go and give emergency letters to Swami. So, Brother Satyajit would be inside, you can call up and tell I have an emergency letter. So, he'll give a time, he'll come down, he'll take the letters and give it to Swami. If at all Swami responds or does anything, he'll come and inform him. Otherwise, he'll come and say, hey, Swami took your letter. That's it. So, okay. So, write a letter, he said. Now, I'm writing the letter. I asked him, hey, what should I write in the letter? Should I write I'm going or should I write I'm not going? He said, don't write either. I said, then what? No, you want to go or not to go, not in front of that. What do you want? I said, I want Swami to be happy. Write that. I said, okay. Swami, I want you to be happy, Swami. Let me know what you want. I'm ready to do this. But I'm very clear I want you happy, Swami. I don't care. Then I wrote, this is the proposed schedule, Swami. I wrote that letter. And then I called up Brother Satyajit and I said, I've got an emergency. He said, what emergency? I told him, oh, see, this is what it is. He said, oh, okay. Fine then, maybe 1 o'clock Swami would have just retired, you just come and give your letter, I'll try to give it to Swami if I get the opportunity. Okay, so 1 o'clock I went to Swami's residence, Brother Satyajit came from the side door, I gave him the letter, he took it and he went in. And I went back, I had lunch and I was hoping, because I've just got 4 more hours. And then he calls me and he says, Arvind, Swami said that this is a good plan. And he said that that boy is not telling me things in detail, that's why I didn't know, this is a good plan. I said, oh, that means can I go? He said, looks like when he's saying good. I felt, but if you want to confirm, maybe you want to give another letter? I said, yeah, sure. When? He said, yeah, around 3:30 you come and give a letter. Great. So I quickly ran, full again enthusiasm, you know, utsaha. And I went and started writing another letter. And that time Brother Bishu also came and said, what? I will write letter. Hey, I'll also write letter. I said, right, come to this friend. At 3:30. And give the letter to Satyajit. And I was leaving because now I had a train to catch. Then he told, no, wait. Wait, I'll just tell you. Like, I was like, okay, letter given and I'm going. So he said, no, wait, I'll tell you. So then I asked Bishu. He said, hey, what he'll tell? No, he'll check with Swami and come. Oh, so Swami can tell no now also? Yeah. Oh, God, oh, you. I told Bishu, you should not have come. If now he does, no, no, you also can't go. Like, you know? So we were just waiting there. So 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, suddenly somebody else comes. Yeah, come in. Come in right inside. Oh, okay. So we went into Yajur Mandir. We go inside, Swami is seated there. And door open and Swami is sitting there. I'm like, oh, oh, I didn't expect that. Swami went, this fellow, keep jumping here, there, here. Come here, Swami. Went and said, I don't know what he's talking about me, but I could hear this man that he said, this fellow keep jumping. I said, huh. So for your photography, you don't even care about anything, you just jump. So don't go into that river. Godavari River is very dangerous. Don't go there. I said, huh, Swami. If you want to step into the river, get into a boat and then go. Okay, Swami. Godavari, okay. Huh. You're going to Godavari? Yes, Swami, yes. Huh. So there you be careful, okay. I just didn't know what to say. I put both my hands on his knees. I said, Swami, I don't know what to say. I mean, don't say, have love, enough, have love, don't say anything. Then I said, Swami, with your blessings, we leave. Swami said, yes, their blessings are there, you go. And then wait, he asked Satyajit to get one packet and that he brought. Swami said, this is for your journey. And he gave one big packet of mixture, savories, you know, you eat it. And then Swami said, hey, where are the sweets? Go get sweets. So he went and brought a box of sweets. So usually you get ready-made box of sweets, you know.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.